Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and praise Yahweh, praise Yahushua, Amashiach, the Anointed One, the Son of the Most High. Beloved, it's a good thing to sing praises unto our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and to, you know, just praise Him with the psalms and songs and musical instruments. It's Tuesday, July 12, 2016, and if you're able to hear my voice this morning, that is something worthy of praise. That is something worthy of our honor and our lifting up our voices to say thank Yahushua, Amashiach, who we call Messiah. Beloved, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read Psalm 25, and we're going to go ahead and get into the show today that is entitled, Let Us Meditate on the Psalm and Be Perfect. So Psalm 25 says, In you, Yah, my Elohim, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Yah. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are Elohim, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Yah, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you, Yah, are good. Good and upright is Yah. Therefore, he instructs the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of Yah are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Yah, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who, then, are those who fear Yah? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. Yah confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on Yah, for only he will release my feet gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Yah, is in you. Deliver Israel, O Elohim, troubles. These are the words of the Most High. Thanks be to Yah. So, beloved, I just want to encourage you wherever you are this morning to meditate on the psalm and be perfect. In perfection, we will see come through drawing closer to our Heavenly Father and allowing Him to draw closer to us, allowing His Holy Spirit to dwell in us, His Ruach HaKodesh to dwell in us and to live through us, so we're no longer living unto self, unto flesh, but we're living through His Spirit unto the Most High. Hallelujah. So, Father, I just want to say, praise be your name. Praise be the name of Yahweh. Father, thank you for your Son, Yahushua Messiah, the Lamb that was slain, who now lives, the one who was found worthy to open the scroll with seven seals. Thank you, Father. And Father, may your will be done in our lives individually and collectively. May you answer prayers, Father. May you answer our supplications. Father, may you restore unto us the joy of your salvation and grant us. Father, as we meditate today on the psalm, focusing in on Psalm 94, may your Holy Spirit be present with us on this call. May your will be done on this radio show. But Father, I pray for those that are struggling in their faith right now, those that are struggling in their walk with you, those whose hope is faltering, that your Holy Spirit will lift them up and will strengthen them, Father, and that they may know beyond the shadow of a doubt that when they cry out to you, that when they've tried everything and everyone else that have failed, that when they cry out to you, that when we humble ourselves, that you will lift us up into the Father. I just want to praise your name for being an on-time Elohim every single time. You are our provider. You are our protector. You are our deliverer. And we run to you this morning. You are our healer, our strong tower. Whatever it is, beloved, that you may be going through, whatever decision you may need to make, remember in Psalm 25, it says he will guard you and guide you in the way that you choose, and he will bring prosperity. We believe those words today, beloved. Believe those words. And Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Meditate on the Psalms and be perfect. The earth is Yahweh's, beloved, and everything in it, and they that dwell therein. We were created for the pleasure of our Heavenly Father. Just like earthly parents, our children, you know, they bring us joy. It's the same way with our Heavenly Father. Because guess what? He created us for his glory. We see that in Revelation. And coming to such understanding, beloved, our desires become heaven-bound versus earthly-bound. We now seek to please our Heavenly Father in our thoughts, our actions, our very being. It is truly amazing, beloved, learning the truth and coming to the understanding of the depth of the Father's love, which is beyond human understanding, because when we look and we see how sinful our nature is. However, we know he loves us so much, beloved, that he sent his son, the one who the world calls JC, whose true name is Yahushua HaMashiach, the Anointed One. We have hope in Yeshua, beloved. We have hope in the Father. And Father, it is my sincere prayer that all the doors of fatherhood and righteousness that we may go in and seek you, that you may be found by us, and that you will never leave us like your words say, nor forsake us. So, beloved, we see in Psalm 94 that Yah will be there for his people, and that he will come to our rescue when we cry out to him. And, beloved, we see that he will repay. He will take vengeance against our enemies, okay? So maybe somebody has done something wrong to you. Maybe somebody is doing something wrong to you right now, and you feel like a victim, and you feel like, I can't take it anymore. Help, beloved, seek not help in man, but seek help in the Most High, our Heavenly Father. Allow him to send the help. Allow him to use whomever he will choose. Because in him using whomever he chooses, you know, his help will never fail you. And you know, he could use the lowest person that we may not think the help is coming through. He will surprise us. So, beloved, rest assured that all vengeance belong to him, and he'll take vengeance against our enemies. He will bring wickedness to a rightful end. And this is a wonderful thing, because we have a hope, and our hope is in Yahweh, and our hope will not fail us. And beloved, we're called to honor Heavenly Father, to let us go in humility, knowing that when we humble ourselves, that he will lift us up in due time. Hallelujah. And my prayer, Father, is that you cover us under the blood of the Lamb that was slain, yet lives, Yahushua Messiah. He is the Anointed One, the Appointed One. And we just praise you, for conquering the grave and hell for us, and we choose to follow you as you lead us to our Heavenly Father. The beloved, again, my desire is for you to feel encouraged in listening to this radio show. My desire is for you to not be held down, beloved, by the powers that be. And as I say that, I'm encouraged that we should put on the helmet of salvation for Yahushua, my beloved. He's our salvation. Father Yahweh, he's the one who saves us through his Son. We're encouraged to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Yahushua Messiah, the righteous, right one. We're encouraged to put on the belt of truth. And we know he says, "What? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one coming unto the Father unless we go through him." Hallelujah. And we're encouraged to shod our feet with the gospel of peace and pick up that shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And we're encouraged to pick up the double-edged sword, which we know is the spirit of the word of Yah. And beloved, I cannot stress to you more how important it is for us to know the word of Yah and to hide to our heart, like King David says, that we may not sin against the Father. So as we meditate on Psalm 94 today, I pray that you hear a verse or verses that you can reflect on today, bring about change, because when we meditate on the words, when we reflect on them, when we murmur them, when we say them, versus complaining about things that are not as though we think they should be, when we speak the words, beloved, we will see miracles manifest into our lives. We will see the hands of Yah move on our behalf. So let's practice this together, beloved. Psalm 94, it says, Yah is a Elohim avenges. O Elohim who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Yahweh, will the wicked, how long will the wicked be jubilant? You see, beloved, the wicked right now are happy. I look around me. Do you look around you and see what's really happening, what's really going on? The wicked are happy. The wicked, they're celebrating. They're drinking to the full. They're eating, and they're happy. They have no sorrow, beloved. But Yahweh will rise up, and he will pay back to the proud what they deserve. Okay? He will avenge your beloved. So just hang tight. They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people. Yeah. They oppress your inheritance. Who is his people, beloved? Do you know? Do you know his inheritance? Who are they? Foreigners. They murder the fatherless. They say, Yahweh does not see. The Elohim of Jacob takes no notice. The beloved, they know the Father. They know him. But the wicked act arrogantly. They're boastful. They crush and oppress Yahweh's people. They crush and oppress his inheritance, beloved. Look at what it says here in verse 6. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. Murderers, beloved. And they're saying in their heart that the Father does not see. The Elohim of Jacob takes no notice. They know the Father. They know who the true Elohim is. They know the Creator, beloved. Yet they're arrogantly, pridefully being evil, and they boast in such evil. Do you see why Father noticed? You senseless ones among the people, you fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? Yahweh knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Love it. These are powerful verses. Sing them. Set aside time and meditate upon these words. Yahweh, our Elohim, he knows it all. He created us, beloved. We are his people, a psalm says, and the sheep of his pasture. He understands. He knows. He sees. First John says, blessed is the one you discipline, Yahweh. The one you teach from your law. Law. There are those who say the law is done away with. If the law is done away with, we're living unlawful. We don't have any law that guide us, right? Or morality. How do we know to abstain from evil? Blessed is the one you discipline, Yahweh. The one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble. Till a pit is dug for the wicked. 94 verse 30, beloved. The Father will grant us relief from the days of trouble. Till a pit is dug for the wicked. For Yahweh will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Call to be perfect, beloved, just as the Father is perfect. We're called to walk with the upright heart. But let's meditate on verse 14. Because verse 5 talk about his people being oppressed. And crushed. And here verse 14 again says, Yahweh will not reject his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. That's a beautiful thing. Who are his people? Who are his inheritance that he will never beloved, like I was reading in the psalm, says they pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Yahweh. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say, Yahweh does not see. The Elohim of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice. You senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not see? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? Yahweh knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Yahweh, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. For Yahweh will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me again? Yahweh has given me help. I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Yahweh, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a carved throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But Yahweh has become my fortress and my Elohim, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. Yahweh, our Elohim, will destroy them. Praise be to the Most High. Beloved, I thank you for listening to this show. It's my sincere prayer that you will read Psalm 94, that you will meditate on the words, that you will read the Psalms, that you will study your scriptures to show yourselves approved unto Yah. A workman needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth, beloved. Beloved, I love you. Yahushua Messiah, I love you. Our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, loves you even more. It is my sincere prayer that you will listen and comment below. You could add me as a friend on Facebook. You could also like our page, Yahoo Loves You, John 3:16. So, beloved, have a blessed Tuesday. And depending on when you're hearing this, have a blessed and prosperous day in Father Yahweh. Be blessed.